So then, okay, January 15th, the Russians came, and then what happened? I mean, what did you do with your son? Where did you go?
Okay, from the ghetto, from my mother-in-law's house, I went home with my mother and my son, and a German lady was living in our house. She was very nice, and she gave back all my clothing and everything, and we started a new life.
This was in
45 January, February.
This was the house, your husband's parents' house?
My mother's
so
house.
Where you grew up?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I grew up another house, uh-huh. But this is where I went married.
Uh-huh.
My mother's apartment.
What happened to your husband's house, family's house, and your mother-in-law?
Oh, my mother-in-law stayed in the same house,
uh-huh.
And a lady moved in, and she took care of her.
So now you went back?
I went back to my mother's house,
uh-huh.
And I started to change my jewelry for
exchange
food.
For
the black market?
Yeah. And I take out my nice furniture, I put on the street, and I made some to make some warm. Yeah.
This was winter, so yeah.
Yes. Very. It was good it was winter, because many dead people was on the street. If this is summertime, then...
Cholera.
Oh, yes.
Diseases.
Yeah.
And
it's so hard to remember, believe me, it's so bad.
Now the Russians were occupying.
Yes.
Did they stay? How long did they stay?
First of all, they opened every store and give away whatever they find,
mm-hmm.
even wine, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. And about 2-3 months later, you know, it was everything all right, and we get some food, but we have to stay a long line for potato, for 2-3 pieces of eggs, and we can buy this time some frozen meat or fish. But you know, you bought a piece, and when you went home, it was there for me. Because when we bought, it was
yes,
frozen.
It was frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Black market.
Yeah.